is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
You can call on me. 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 You can call on me.
Oh yeah, it's beat hot.
We got some homies in the building.
Hello.
Hello. Bonjour. So, we got a new crop of homies in here. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We're going to start over here.
I'm Mariah Iman.
Yep.
And I'm Honeybee.
Honeybee.
And I'm Louisa.
Louisa. Where are you from, Louisa?
I'm from France, Paris.
Paris.
Representing.
Paris in the building.
Paris good. In the building.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. All the way
where you from? Because you don't got no accent.
I'm from Detroit.
Are you from Detroit?
Hey.
Paris by way of Detroit. Okay. In the building,
we
kicking it with your homies.
Yeah, no?
International homies.
International
homies. So, welcome to the show. I know everybody lit. We about to have a good time. Got to talk about a few things. You know, it's Valentine's Day. You know what? Who's single on here? Y'all single?
Yeah, we are.
You not single?
I'm not.
You're not? Ooh,
no, I'm not.
Okay. We're going to start over here. How long you been in America?
Oh, wow. Like, over, like, 7-8 years now.
Oh, caught the accent ain't caught on yet.
She grew up in France.
Oh, yeah, it's probably going to take a lot longer.
Yeah.
It's not going to catch on.
I said, it ain't going nowhere. Apparently, it's not,
not
going nowhere.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no,
nah, like
definitely
it.
Definitely sexy.
It don't need to go nowhere.
Yeah, it's not strong as a motherfucker.
I love the accent.
All right, so you single, heading into Valentine's Day. What do you look for in a man? What are your requirements? Give me your top three things a guy has to have
a man?
To fuck with. Yeah, yeah, a man. Oh, a man. We got to be specific about our wording.
A
yeah.
A man.
I mean, first, for me, it's like, okay, I'm sorry because the French, I'm trying to find my words. I know what I want, but it's to explain it. You know, like, don't say stuff and don't do it. Like, first of all, like, you
keep
gotta
your words.
Yeah, keep your words. Mm-hmm. That's first thing. If you come approach me, like, a lot of men's what they do, they lie. You know, they make themselves be something else to trying to get to me, and then they realize they can't handle me. So I need the man to be real from the get-go. Like, let me choose whether I give you my attention or I don't give you no attention. So be real. Like, that's first thing. You know, I don't want no broke man. Like, I don't care about...
What make a man broke to you?
Like, zero.
Zero. Oh.
You know, broke is zero.
Hold on now. Because it's a lot of numbers between... It's a lot of numbers that come before zero that I still consider broke. Like,
what
do
you mean?
She said no broke.
If you ain't got nothing... If you ain't got nothing at all, I mean zero, zilch, dollars, you don't need to be looking for love. So if you ain't got no money... You don't got no money.
That's what
I said. But what if a guy don't got... He got more than zero, but he got like, say he made $40,000, $50,000 a year.
Okay, well, we can work that through. Like, you know, like, this is where I'm at. Like, people grow in life, and it's just like, are you going to be able to take me on dates? Can we go on vacation? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we can do this type of stuff, like, it doesn't have to be super fancy first, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if we can do this, okay. But, like, why would you want to have a woman and you can do nothing for her? Like, you can take her shopping. Like, you can do this. I'm not saying every time. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you build the surprises.
Yeah.
Like, you know, take her out. Like, you know, that's how somebody started like.
Because you can't have no fun, if you ain't got no money.
I did the one, like, I was the one spending the money, and I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this again. Like, just, like, no. Like, if you come at me, like, come at me when you're ready. You can have a woman. Like, I'm not those type of girls that, oh, you got to be a millionaire type thing. Like, you know, to be with me. Like,
but you need to be able to be an adult.
Because I look at character. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody that I can trust, somebody I can have fun with. Like, I'm really cool. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
like, I'm chill. Like, I'm
she only wants food.
Yeah.
No,
she
I'm
only
saying.
Wants food, yeah. Food and time.
She said, hell yeah.
Like, most people be thinking that that you know, like, oh, you gotta be like out there for me to even look at you. Like, no, like if you real, like if we got a good vibe, you intelligent, like you know, I can work with you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, cause like these dudes that be out there, they be on some other shit. You know, it's like it's like it's fun, but like if you want to really like be in a relationship, like girls, like I'm telling
if
you,
if you think about longevity, it's not. Yeah. It's not a long-term type of thing.
Yeah.
And ultimately, too, it's not even something that you would, like, you might enjoy it here and there, but you're not going to indulge in it because what is the point? It's not going to be that
thing. You say you're going to enjoy the dude that ain't got in there? Like,
no, that's not what I said at
all. Oh, okay. I was.
I think you misinterpreted my statement.
The drink got me drinking.
No, let's just say that for Valentine's Day, for all these men, like having a 9-to-5 and a regular job is good. Okay.
It
don't
is.
Feel like
me,
it's good.
Can I speak? Like, for instance, I've been in both situations. I've been in a situation where a man has paid for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say not even both. I've been in multiple situations because I've been in a situation where I pay for everything.
Mm.
And then I've been in a situation, which I'm currently in right now, where, you know, we do 50-50. And I'm not going to say I'm not opposed to any of it because I'm not opposed to me doing all the shit. No, it's not going like that. But I'm not opposed to doing a 50-50 situation as long as I feel like she said, you know what I'm saying? We still going on dates, you still taking me out. Like, you still got to be the man at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just...
That's very real. That's kind of
just take the back seat and just be like, oh, okay, like, you know, she got it. I know, I got it. I got my part. She got it, so I'm going to just lay back. Like, no, you still got to do man stuff.
That's not a man. Mm-hmm. Like, another thing I don't like, I'm not chasing after no man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
The men, this like, generation, from the beginning, like, they acting like princess.
We gotta chase them.
The men, this is the problem that we are in 2024 and prior to 2024. Even before that, okay, building up to this moment.
Yeah, I gotta stop.
The men, y'all want to be the baddies.
Yes.
And it's a problem. And I'm not gonna speak for all men, because when I say y'all, I don't want y'all to think that I'm putting y'all under
the umbrella.
We're not here to bash no man.
Yeah.
No,
at
just
all.
Here to say that, you know, if you talk to me. Don't wait for me to go after you. Because, like, you take me out of my feminine when I'm feeling like, oh, you just wait for me to text you to see if I like you.
But
if
then
I
you want me to be soft with you all the time. Like, bro, I had to, if okay.
You know what? No, listen.
I'm not coming after you. I'm not coming after no man. But if I have to if I feel like I'm overstepping what I would normally do because I like you, for me, that's masculine.
And that's not
comfortable. And I don't
think
a woman should have to do that.
Exactly. That's not
comfortable. And it's not long lasting. Mm-hmm. Like a woman, if she's a real feminine woman, and you really in your feminine energy, that's not sustainable. That's the word I was looking for.
So what's not sustainable?
Being the dominant initiator. Yes.
Okay.
I think that men should lead women.
You lead in.
I think a woman should have her own brain, and she shouldn't depend like be solely like, oh, you're the brain, I'm the muscle.
But in a situation where the parties are equal, the man should be the captain of the ship.
Yes.
Why would I want to be with a man that cannot lead me in a way?
In our
like,
vision,
if I feel like I'm smarter,
50-50
or
not,
it don't matter. I'm doing everything. Why do you? Why I'm with you?
Because what are you bringing to the table realistically, right? Because a woman that's going 50-50 with you, she could go 100 by herself. Nine times out of 10.
You gotta be a plus to my life.
So,
especially when we single, we already go 100 by ourselves.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't have a leadership mentality.
So y'all saying y'all rather do 50-50 with a guy that you trust than 100% than 100% by yourself?
No. I'm good with the 100 by myself.
I'm not just gonna do 50-50 just because it's like, oh, I could cut my 100 in half. Because it don't be worth it ultimately. Because that 50 don't equivalent to something else.
I said that on social media a few days ago. Like, a lot of times women get their own bag now. So it don't make sense for a woman that's the example I gave was I'm a up the numbers a little bit. So if let's say all y'all make 100,000, right?
Mm.
But you get with a dude that make 20,000. Yeah, 120,000 is more than 100,000, but is it really worth it?
I mean, look.
He gotta got ambition for me. Like,
that's the ambition. Certain, like, yeah, you can't be stuck in really a, it's tricky. Ambition. It's really tricky with that question because I'm also a person that really go off energy. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling her.
I'm talking about a good dude. I mean, good. I'm talking about good quality
like,
men.
Like, I've been knowing good dudes. They got money. They're cute. They got everything. But I, for I don't know what type of reason, I'm not attractive to them. Mm. They got everything, the whole package.
You're not attracted to them?
I'm not attracted to them. Like, it's that chemistry. It's not there. Like, you know, so it's like if you get attracted to somebody and, like, you here and he's here, but y'all got that strong connection, I think it's worth more. Like,
me too. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what
she's
I'm saying?
Facts.
No, I mean,
and this is the truth. Like, on some genuine, on a genuine level. Like,
yeah, because
you can have everything.
You see how many people, they're in relationship with people because of what you can do. Like, woman, like, oh, this man can do this. They don't love the man. They're not, they don't have that connection with it. So I feel like if you found that connection with a person,
y'all gonna start out on the air mattress together and build up to whatever y'all want. If you really got a connection with a person, I couldn't date if I'm in the air mattress state of mind. I mean, I'm just saying it has to be like you gotta conquer potential ambition, all of that. Like, it's not like
what's he working towards, if I see him making efforts
and like go towards his goal. Yeah, of course I'll sleep in the mattress with him.
That shit turned me on. Oh, y'all fucking on the air mattress?
Nigga, we not finna be on the air mattress for long. You're missing the point.
No, I get what I want y'all to say it.
It's not about the air mattress.
It's not about the air mattress.
You focusing on the object.
I hear what y'all saying. I want y'all to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going somewhere.
If the connection is there, that's more important. Yes. That's more important than anything. I have, like, damn near billionaires wants to be with me. I went on dates with them, and what?
The character wasn't
there. The character isn't there. Like, yeah, you got the nicest hotel, you go fly first class,
but
you go to Dubai, you go to all these places, but when you're there, and you look at him, and you're just like, am I really enjoying that moment?
Yeah.
And you'll be with a dude that you have a strong connection with. You'll be on the bench outside at the park.
And I'm mad at her.
She did.
Give it up for her, man. That's a fucking bar.
I'm spinning right now. Because honestly, that's a fact.
Like Sierra said, we can do both. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, don't get it twisted, though. Like, you know, like,
don't get it twisted.
Don't come at it.
We're not about to stay here.
Don't come at it with nothing.
Okay, I see what y'all saying.
But I just know because I experienced it. Exactly. So it's like, for me, like, I always pick connection. That is rare. Like, it's rare. Like, and to everybody that is in a relationship and y'all got that strong connection, really, like, don't take it for granted. Like, don't take it for granted.
Please
that's the most important. It's rare.
Especially today.
It is rare.
Like, with technology and Instagram and all of that
temptation
stuff. Like,
and shit.
Back then, they ain't had all that stuff. Like, if you wanted to see somebody, think about our grandparents. Guess what you had to do?
You had to pull up to the house or go to the house.
And then,
and hope the goddamn mailman don't get shot on the way there. You sending mail in the wild, wild west.
It's a different time. Like,
niggas just stole the mail carriage.
Right.
I'm saying,
okay.
For real.
Okay, Luis, that's what
Louisa.
You want.
Louisa.
I'm not used to French names.
I know, I'm just, I know.
Louisa, thank you.
I didn't want you to keep going.
I appreciate it. Louisa.
Let's say low. If it's easier, just say low, because everybody calls
low.
Me
low.
Low, baby.
Low's your American nickname?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, honey, what do you look for in a guy? Talking to the mic.
I feel like I said it all.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, so
We've been on it for a while, but ambition. Like, I want him to, like, be consistent. Consistency.
Consistent.
Like, these days, like, even, like, I talk... So, I feel like I'm addicted... I feel like I'm a situationship girl right now. Situationship, you know?
So, no situationship.
But can I interject?
Yes,
because
babes.
Dating has turned into situationship.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Because I feel like I feel like dating used to be a courting process.
I'm just think like
and
you
it's not
like,
anymore.
That's why I am.
It's not. It's it turns into situationships. Like, okay, this is a situation that I like certain aspects about it, but long term, is it going to work out? And you don't even enwrap yourself in some shit. But you might not even be a dater, because I wasn't a dater. I've never been a dater.
You were just bored.
My relationship that I came into have been solely off of either someone that I've known or known of, you know, hindsight, or somebody that I've met and that I've got to know. But it's never been on just no random shit. Now, I did join a dating app last year for the first time. Nothing yielded of it, unfortunately. Yeah. But I did try it because I was just like, you know what I'm saying?
I tried it too.
I mean, shit, a win is a win.
I did. Because I've never been on no dating app. I don't know why.
It's not bad.
When you're bored
and you're single, when it's just like, all right, let me see. But a lot of the times, like, I responded and then I didn't follow through, or I was just bored. And I'm just
exactly.
Then I met up with two guys on there.
I feel like it's for the ego sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
so I was when just bored. I think I was for bored a while. And I was like, let me just try because I haven't tried.
But there's some good guys.
And I used to be so anti dating app. Like, I used to be so like, what are you doing? Why are you on a dating app? But now I was like, you know, let's try it.
Maybe I'll give it a try. I don't know. I'm still in.
If I saw you on a dating app, I'd feel like it was a trap.
That's what they feel like too.
I
mean, that's
I ain't gonna lie. When Simone Biles said she was on a dating app and found her husband on there, I was like, Simone Biles on a dating app?
Like, I heard it's right though. That's a different dating app.
It is, but still, I'm like, damn, she doing this shit too. But she's not gonna be on Tinder. But if I saw Simone Biles on Tinder, I definitely think I'm about to get set up.
Yeah,
it's definitely giving catfish.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely giving catfish.
But I did submit some.
It be some catfish, and some guys be using your picture to talk to dudes on these apps too. Like, I had that happened to me before, and that happened to a friend, like a guy friend, like with one of my friends. She thought she was talking to him, but it wasn't him. So I was like, no, that's not him.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's another thing with the dating apps and stuff that kind of scares me. All right, but see, like, coming back to this, I'm more like an energy connection person, so I'd rather like the genuine meeting. Like, you know, if we're at the same place, then you first of all, like, men are scared to come talk to me. So.
I'm so glad you said it, because I was thinking about it when you first mentioned, like, meeting in person. A lot of men are very intimidated by fine women.
Why? We should ask you this question. Why?
I'm not intimidated by fine women. I don't get it. But when you like get to know them, they really like. Cool. I know we put them like on this pedestal, but like fine women really just want a cool dude. Like,
That's all. Like, because the fine woman, y'all don't have no idea how bad we getting played.
Yeah.
Because like men also thinks that we got it so easy, that we got so many dudes and all this stuff. So they just be like, oh, I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna just not treat her this. I'm not gonna give her that, so she gonna like me more. Like all that bullshit games they be playing. And
mental games.
Yeah, but that's turning me off.
I'm
like,
tired.
Come
of
at me for real. Mm-hmm. Like, be real. Be strong. Like, don't come at me with the little petty games, like kitty games, just to see. Yeah, I'm gonna be different, cause I know she got like a lot of men trying to talk to her. So let me be the one that show interest, but not too much interest, so she can kind of come to me and be like intrigued. Like, no, turn off. Don't do that.
So I guess my next question for y'all is, what is the biggest difference between like dating men in America and like internationally?
Are they all the same to me?
I don't know. And she can speak because they both are French natives over there. European natives over there.
European Union.
Look at this. I miss my French dudes.
They do be more a little, like, more romantic.
It's like the romance is turned up.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit.
International?
French, like, European. Like, I've dated guy from London and from Paris. Like, they're more romantic. I ain't gonna lie. Here in America,
they don't feel like they got a romance.
Y'all are not challenged.
They don't even try.
Most of the time, they don't try. I feel like everywhere in the world, because now you got social media.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're watching the vibes everywhere. Like, what's his name? Like, Samuel. What was the name of the guy that passed away? Like, rest in peace. But
Kevin Samuels?
Kevin, like, you know, when he come talk.
He influenced a lot of men.
A lot of men. So, you know, all over the world, they're trying to switch it up a little bit on girls. But like, in France, like, I had way better experience. Like, I never had a man, like, I don't feel like they lied to me. I don't feel like they cheated on me. I don't feel like they did none of that. Like, the ones that I date from France, though, I'm not gonna cap. Like, I have none of this experience.
We got
over here, I don't even know. I don't even know if I didn't even want to talk to a man here anymore because it's like, it's I just feel like
she told me as soon as I got here, like I got here like 2 months ago, she was like, girl, it's going to be rough. And I was like, ooh.
So, you know, don't be expecting no fucking romance story right off. Because I just got here. And then I feel like a lot of the time, too, it has to do with just like the environment, too. Like the current
social environment.
Yes. It's, absolutely. Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Like, it definitely does. So I just feel like it's rare. I feel like when you vibe with somebody, you meet somebody, it kind of got to be on some, like, on a whim or something random. You know what I mean?
Cause that's just, maybe it's just leave it up to God, like they said. Like, leave when it up it's to the God. Right time, when he's the right person, you know? It's just going to come. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I'm, you know, I don't know. Like, until then, like, for me, if you single, like, enjoy that. Work on yourself. Be the best partner you can
best
be
version
for
yourself.
Like, you know, like,
get your money
do that for real because that's important. Like, because if you can be, you can love yourself for real and if you can be good with yourself, when the other person comes, you're not you're not needy to them. Yes. You don't wait for them to make you happy and this and that. I believe, like, you know, happiness is from within. And then, like, you just share it. Like, you know, you just enjoy life.
Yeah.
But don't come over there and trying to, like, stress me out and all this stuff. Like, I really don't have time.
Yeah.
I got bills to pay.
So, I got another question. So, like, what's more important for you guys? Do you prefer a man to have, like, traditional tendencies? Like, do you need your man to be a handyman? Or are you okay with him being more modern? Like, if something
I need
breaking...
a handyman.
Period.
Yeah. You need a handyman?
I need you
balance.
To fix my
but
car.
What if he can take...
She is a handyman.
No, let me spit, though. Yeah, because she's a Libra, and y'all are a scale, and y'all about balance, right? And my man right now, he's a Libra. And I feel like it's about balance. Like, yes, I need you to be handy. Do I need that to be your whole existence? Like, oh, you're just a handy person. No. But I need you to be able to be handy. Yeah, I need you to be handy when it's necessary. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You got to have
that man can pay for your stuff to get fixed. Do he got to fix it himself?
I mean, if you can pay for it, just pay for it.
Yeah.
No. But still, but still, it's
no. Wait, listen.
It's sexy when a man fix something, though.
You
it is sexy.
It's sexy. Me. Yeah. I would prefer if my man can fix it on himself and do it efficiently and obviously, it's going to cost less.
And so, let me ask you a question.
Labor costs.
Let me ask you the question in the opposite way. Do you rather your woman to cook for you?
I can cook.
I knew it.
She cook you a nice meal, like, and it's good, like, she put her love into it. I'll go out and eat outside, or she just order and y'all just eating.
What you prefer?
No.
Damn.
You trying to get scared around. Which one?
If she can cook it.
Exactly.
If she can cook it.
That's a lot
quicker, and it's a lot more customized. Like, if we got to wait on the rest,
you
if,
feel the love.
Or we got if we go to a restaurant, we got like a set menu. We can't tweak none. Like, but if you cooking it in the crib, we can say, you know what? Add some potatoes to that. Add some think a little more seasoning in there. Whereas it's less intimate. It's the intimacy of it.
I feel like it's always better when the person do it themselves for somebody else.
Exactly.
Like, you know, if you can do it, like, it's showing caring to me. Mm-hmm. Versus if you pay for somebody else, everybody can pay, but it's just okay, just get it done. But if you're really gonna get out of your way to do something and fix it yourself for the other person, that's showing I care.
Right.
I think we're all in agreement.
That would make me feel sad.
Cooking? You need to know how to cook in order to survive.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't need to know how to fix no sink.
Yes.
Hold on. Because we ain't even talking about the sink. Fuck the sink.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about just in your natural.
I don't know. What about the lights? If the lights.
Yes.
You want me to electrocute myself?
Can I say something? Y'all expect women to be naturally nurturing, naturally. Because we are in our feminine nature.
That's a woman.
But as a man, we expect y'all to be naturally handy in some sort. No, do I expect you to just know how to fix a scene? That's what you know, this bolt with this bolt, and I gotta twist this and do that. No, I don't expect that. But I expect you to be handy when it's time to be handy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to have to provide protection.
What
does that mean? Yeah. Some shit, if we down bad, well, you know, they talking about all this apocalypse stuff and all that shit going on. Baby, you need to know how to handle something.
Yes.
Start Googling it.
I see.
You know?
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? I should well enough be able to step up if you're not there. But at the same time, you need to be able to goddamn, it's up to you. It's your responsibility to take that lead. Be like, okay, this is how it, I know the gist of it.
Yeah.
And you could pass that information.
First, let's go back. Hold on.
I gotta reset the camera.
Okay.
Period.
We just having, you ain't been around a real group of fine specimens. Have you?
Oh, man. It is refreshing.
Because usually they be like, oh, my man gotta have millions. He gotta make over 100 kids.
For real.
I realize, but I do realize that that type of conversation come from women that really ain't used to shit. Whenever you have a woman that's like, and this is my personal experience. Whenever you have a woman that is like,
excuse me, we were on filming already.
Oh yeah, we filmed, but I'm gonna cut this out.
Because I was talking, it's probably edited.
No, we was talking about Home Improvement. But I said if you ever run into a woman that like super hyper focused on money, she normally doesn't have her own.
That shouldn't be the hyper focus at all. I believe
you should have money as a man. Like you should provide for your woman. But at the same time, that's all you talking about. Like everything is money.
And guess what? This is the thing that gets me, right? Men, a lot of men like that have money, they come at women like that. And then they get upset when majority of the women that they deal with are money oriented.
Absolutely.
Y'all want family oriented, traditional, all this stuff, but then y'all come at a woman on some modern shit like, oh, I got all this money, da da da. And then you be mad.
You know why? Because they can't control them.
Yeah. And then they be mad when you get the type of woman
who really own that.
Who really own that type of time though, that's gonna really match your energy. Twin in them. Y'all be mad when y'all find twin, though. Y'all be mad. But that's how y'all come at women, though. That's how y'all approach them. Yep. And me, like, if a man approached me just solely on some, I got all this money, I feel like, if a man come at me like, I feel like I can buy you, I'm gonna treat him accordingly. I'm not gonna take him serious. If I'm bored, maybe I might entertain him a little bit on some bored stuff. That's not gonna go past that. And then y'all be in y'all feelings about it.
Yeah.
I'm
a giver. I like to
because
that's gonna make you happy. You're gonna be happy. I'm gonna be happy to see you happy.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, if you my man and I buy it for you, like, and it looks good on you, like, you know, like, let's say a nice shirt or like a pair of shoes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You my man, you know, like, little whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I think what both parties are trying to avoid is getting used or feel like they got used. Women don't want to give up too much without feeling like, damn, I did all this for this dude and he don't.
Waste of time and waste of money.
And like men are like, damn, I'm spending all this money. Well, like you said, sometimes if you lead like that, you know, if I'm out here barbecuing, I got all this raw meat around me, I can't be mad when
I'm
get flies.
I'm pulling up for a plate. And that's it. And you can't be mad at me. You got over here on the grill smelling good. You in a corner. You got it goddamn everywhere. You could be in the backyard. It's still going to smell good.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like you advertising place right now.
Yeah, you advertising place.
That's how y'all niggas
place.
Be coming. So y'all be advertising y'all shit. Mm-hmm. And then y'all be mad when a female match y'all energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't like.
Like, damn, you don't want me for me? Nah, I want a plate, bro.
Every woman not like that. But mm-hmm. if you advertising that and you displaying that, that's like a woman. She displaying, oh, I get down like this, or oh, I move a certain type
of
way.
But let me tell you too.
Or she on some whatever. When she gets a crowd of a guy that is like, okay, he matching her energy, now she mad. He don't want a wife.
They're
and he
so
don't want
used to that.
Girl,
too,
you
want
to exude that energy.
Because like on my experience, this dude that be on top, they coming at you like, you mine. How do you know that I'm going to deal
with
you?
How do you know I want to be yours?
Exactly.
For one,
but
I got to get to know you. I don't
care. Like, you know, because they got super money. They got the status and everything. And most of these girls, they just come in front of you and pick. And like, oh, it's okay because he's going to do this for me. I'm not yours. Uh-uh. Because this is not how that works with me, you know. To the point to like, what do I have to do to have you? Oh, you got to be a real man. Because all that status, money, and this and that don't make you a real man with me. At all. And they're not sure. Used to that.
It's
they're
a bunch of lies with
spiders.
Period.
You can have that shit inherited. You can have that shit literally handed to you on a silver platter, status and money. That don't make you a real man.
That don't make you quality.
Not at all. You're not a quality man just because you got money and connections. That don't make you quality.
A lot of
the most trash men have money and connections.
Exactly.
And that's what people feel they're like
to realize. On top, like, if you know you're successful, like you're respected in your industry or whatever, because, you know, we models and stuff, so we know a lot of this, you know, industry people, entertainment, still. Like, you know, but that's the ones that come at you. Like, they just think like, oh, yeah.
They just think it's so mine. Easy.
No.
Baby. Mm-mm. I'm still a woman. I got needs, expectations. Right.
Come correctly, like you said, you got to court to a woman, you got to show talk to her, you don't. But, you know, that's what I'm saying, because they're so used to just...
But that's because of other females.
Because this girl, I'm a girl.
And that go even deeper into a whole other conversation.
$10K or $20K for the week, she going to be happy. So, you know, she's just like, oh, my God, like, yes, I'm yours. Like, no.
You're just one of them. In the rest
right. But that's what I come to back to you where you write. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like these dudes, they getting mad. Oh, woman's just here for my money and not for you. Mm. But because you, that's how you come towards the woman. So if you that type of woman, you're gonna be like, yeah, like, you know, like, hell, let's go.
You gotta put it in terms that men can understand, right? So men, we like sports, right? So imagine I'm watching a football game. American football. I know y'all got soccer over there. imagine watching a football game and it just turned into tennis. I didn't sign up to watch tennis. Yeah. I want to watch football. The same way if you're a guy and you lead with your money, like, damn, I can do this. Well, the women that want you to do this and this and this, that's who you're going to get. You're not going to get anybody that fits that mold or what you really want. You really want a wife, but you think you're going to catch a wife looking for a gold digger.
Exactly. That's exactly the point.
Exactly.
Because I'd be mad as hell if I'm watching football and the Super Bowl and a tennis game come on TV.
Right, you're like, what?
Like, imagine you watching Usher for the halftime show and then fucking Taylor Swift pop up. I didn't come in for Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
Respectfully,
because I know y'all some y'all dangerous.
Y'all dangerous. For real, they're
running. I just had another vibe. That's all.
The Swifties are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
Matter of fact, let's just say that congratulations to Usher for the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, Usher did it. Usher did his big one. Mm-hmm. Also, and if I feel like if your girl is in Vegas and she only watch football,
baby.
Focus on yourself.
Wait, chill though. Because I lived in Vegas. I have family in Vegas.
I'm talking about if you are in Adelaide, if you're not in Vegas, and your girl flew to Vegas.
And I'm not going to be in Vegas for the Super Bowl either. I'm not going out there.
I'm not saying.
But y'all see what I'm saying though?
Tell everybody out.
With homegirls.
If they have family out there, because I have my immediate family.
So now you want to go out and see family. You
timing
see what I'm saying?
Crazy. No, I can't.
The timing is crazy.
You're right.
It's kind of like that when they had the Porn Star Awards out in Vegas. Y'all don't want your man being out in Vegas during the Porn Awards? Like, oh, now you want to go to Vegas?
Now y'all taking a guy's trip?
Y'all taking a guy's trip? Come on.
Unless you working.
Working is different.
Yeah, working.
But now you want to go on a leisure trip?
Yeah.
It's a little sketchy. It's very sketchy.
Fuck out of here. Don't play me.
Very much side eye.
Super side eye.
I agree.
But you and the only one in a happy relationship up here. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
She glowing. Happy as hell.
I love that for my girl.
It's been a long day. Yeah. Been a long time.
It really has.
How did it happen? How did you guys meet?
We met at work, actually.
Oh, okay.
Just a slight little background on my work. I work in logistics, so I'm just say that. But we met at work.
Are you good at numbers?
A little bit. The math be mathing over here every time.
I'm gonna get on that later, cuz.
we met at work, and prior to him, I was single for several years. I did try the dating app thing like a few months before I met him and stuff. But yeah, we just met. We vibed. He's a Libra. I'm a Cancer. I don't know if y'all into astrology. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But
I don't know shit about Libra.
Yeah. I just feel like when you meet your person and you just vibe with
that's
them.
That's the scales, ain't it?
That's the scales.
Yeah, that's okay. The Libra.
And then cancers are crabs, so I don't understand how the scale of the crab go together. But we vibe, crab, we're compatible.
Me and her used to live together, and we love each other.
Like, yes, that's my girl right there. I love that's.
Libra cancer. She has to get her little man Libra. I get it.
That's a fine ass, that's a fine ass household, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Look, you make me blush.
Nah, I'm a Leo though. So what does that mean?
I like so you right after like cancer. So you almost made the cut. That's why we vibing. That's why we vibing right now.
Yeah, I'm a Leo. Okay, I'm a July Leo though.
I'm a July cancer.
Yeah. When your birthday?
July 15th.
July 30th, 2 weeks later.
Okay, so you was, so you almost made the cut. We could find it out, though. You was almost on the good cancer team.
Leo's definitely better. Leo's definitely better than better than
I beg to differ, but.
Yeah, at the top of the turn. Lion.
Who the top of the turn?
Leo, okay, lion.
All right, if we're just solely basing it off of what y'all.
You said you're a cancer?
Yeah.
I love crab legs. I hate that we crabs. I didn't choose this life. It chose me.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Oh, my God. Now I got a question. Do y'all have any kids? Do y'all know anybody with kids? Y'all got friends with kids?
I have a kid.
You have a kid?
Actually, I was married and I was in a relationship for 10 years. So don't just be looking at me like, oh, this girl just being single and she's not a baby mama vibe. Like, you know
she's
what I'm
not,
saying?
She's
like,
a whole wife, a whole family. And I was a whole wife too.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. So, you know, I know to get the rings and this and that.
Yes.
It just, well, you know, with that situation, like, when you go to a divorce and this and that, it was kind of mutual because a lot of things, and I think it's really, really personal, and he's a person that is in the industry and that people know. So for the people who knows, they know, but I don't like to, I would not talk about it on the podcast, you know, because it's personal. And
You
don't have to talk about it. You're not obligated to talk about it.
But like, you know, like.
It's none of our business.
You're right.
Period.
Not your business.
But yeah, have a child and co-parenting is good. Like, actually, I'm thankful that, you know, there's no drama between me and him. Like, there's no, we still get along. Actually get along way better now that we're not together. You know, and in a healthy situation for the child. So that's what's matter.
So when did, like, so you went through the divorce. When did you know that it was over? Because sometimes it'll be over in your head, like, months or maybe years before it's
you
even.
You know what? It's when I went ahead and see another guy. So to some people, they would say I cheated. But to me, I didn't cheat because I told
him. Emotionally, you was already checked out.
No, I told him to his face, I'm going to go see my ex. My ex is in town. I'm going to see my ex. Give him a choice to tell me some kind of truth that I was waiting. He lied. And I told him to. He knew the night he was blowing me up, like, you better not. I said, I'm with my ex now. And I came back. I came back home.
Why are you making that face? Because she was honest. She's saying that she was being transparent.
I mean, you were transparent. But let's not.
I didn't do no sneaky thing. Like, I was really transparent. And I never cheated on him before or anything. And I still don't consider that cheating. Because
no, it's not cheating.
In my mind, it was done. And I wanted him to know this is done. So, you know, went back home. He apologized because he knew he was doing some stuff. So he was like, you know what? I understand now the feeling. Let's work it out. We work it out maybe like 2 more 3 years after that. And still there's a lot of things that wasn't changing. And I think for him, it's just he has his own journey to go through. And some people, it doesn't matter how you are to them. They just have to go through the experience. But they can take you down with them.
Can
so
I ask you a question, though?
To protect myself.
Why are you making that face? Because you said she wasn't cheating. We said she wasn't cheating and you agreed. But then why are you making the face,
That's a bold move. It's kind of like going for
being
it on fourth down.
Transparent is bold as a woman?
In that situation? Yeah, that's bold. It's not wrong. It's just bold.
But in all fairness, first off, she didn't even give you the background.
No, I'm not saying
that. That led up to that particular.
I never said you were. I never said you were wrong.
Things that led up to that moment.
I never said you were wrong.
And she was transparent. Yeah, that's a real thing that you can do.
To be honest, it's like I still don't think like, you know, you gotta go do it. But like that's, you asked me the moment I knew it was over. Like when I was in that bed with my ex.
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't say you were wrong. I said, wow, that's bold.
Because I'm not a cheater, and I don't want to cheat. I'm not gonna cheat on my man. Like, I don't need to.
And you gave him an option.
So, exactly. What is it going to be?
And
are you going to act right? Or?
But you got to be. But you got to keep it a stack. Sometimes women.
She acted a stack to
me. No, I'm saying, no, what I'm about to say is, you, sometimes women got, you got to pick yourself. Yeah, you got to pick you over somebody who doesn't value you the way you want to be valued.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
And that's what I have to
say. And as a man, it's okay for y'all to do it, right? When y'all feel like y'all get with a woman and y'all feel like, okay, she ain't on what I'm on her.
I'm leaving.
You're leaving, and it's okay.
Even if it's the top stage, I'm out.
We gold diggers. We this.
We just
that.
Want the money.
We all we want is this. Yeah. All we want is that. It's a whole thing with us. But when y'all do this, fine. It's just like, okay, she went good for you, bro.
Oh, I guess.
You moved on. Yeah, good for you. She. But when we do it, it's, oh, we have all these ulterior motives. When in reality, the man has the ulterior motives 9 times out of 10.
It was just the bold. It was just the boldness.
A woman, one thing a woman going to do, she going to tell you what she want, right? From the jump. 9 times out of 10, if she a real one, and if you're not dealing with a real one, she's probably childish and immature, and you need to date somebody a little bit older because she probably don't know what she want yet. But when a woman know what she want, she going
to
tell you
what
she
wants. And that's it. You asked about what you're looking at, man. Real, because I'm going to tell you the real of what I want. So don't try to make it seem like you're going to do it, and then that's not what you want. And
don't act surprised when I follow through with what I said I wanted.
Are you asking for this? You want this? You want that? No, you said you was going to do it, and now you're not doing it. Now you're looking at me crazy. Well, you know,
And my whole thing is, too, let me not have this taken out of context, because you know how, like, social media, they like to take a 15-second clip and be like, oh, she talking about this or that.
Yeah.
No, this is what we're talking about right now. Let me elaborate a little bit. When a woman says what she wants, right, y'all can get together. Y'all can be on whatever plan y'all on, whatever frequency y'all on. When a woman says she wants something, she's talking about, this is what I ultimately want, right? If you know you can't ultimately provide or contribute as a man, you're not doing your part. And you should be real enough and mature enough to tell a woman that.
And when you say ultimately, you mean that's what y'all working towards?
Yes, we're working towards. We don't have to meet there, obviously, because I'm not there.
I'm not going to expect
you to automatically be there. I'm not there myself. But if we both not working towards the same thing, like, it's pointless to me.
It is.
And if you know, a woman going to tell you, a real woman going to tell you what she want up front. Period.
She will.
You gonna know what it is. You gonna either be like, okay, I can step up to the plate or I can't. As a man, it's your duty to tell a woman if you can step up to that or you cannot.
Yep.
And then from a woman, her decisions moving forward, she's gonna base off of, okay, well, he either told me he can or he can't. If he can't, maybe I just want to have some fun. Maybe I don't care. Maybe I just like him and we're just whatever. So, you know what I'm saying?
Give
for
the
time
woman
being.
The choice to decide if you're going to be for fun.
Give her the choice
to
decide.
Because it always seems to, like,
it's a lot of
for
deceit
them to have
coming
the choice.
On. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of deceit on both parts, right? I don't want to take away from the women. Like, I take accountability all day.
Yeah.
Women, we do a lot of, we do a lot of, I don't know how to word it. False pretenses and shit like that. Whatever. But at the same time, I feel like majority of women, we're going to be upfront. We're going to keep it real about what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Don't act surprised when it come down to it, and I told you what I wanted, and then it come down to it, and I still want it. Don't act surprised about it, because I've been told you that from jump. I'm not finna hit you with the woo-wop. I'm not finna be like, oh, yeah, everything is all good. And then, like, oh, a year, 6 months down the line, whatever your time frame is. Oh, surprise, surprise. Like, no.
Surprise, surprise.
Like, no, it's not giving that. I've been told you that. So don't act surprised when the time come and that's what it is. So that's how I feel.
Nah, that's cold. I mean, yeah, you did what you supposed to do.
I don't have any problem with people.
We talking
to two wives here. Look,
I haven't been a wife yet. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming.
Wives. We're speaking on wives right now.
That's another difference. It's like, you know, like I'm not one of them girls. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm wifey. Like, you know, yeah. I'm the...
People, yeah,
I'm
people the, think wifey just means I suck dick or I fuck good. That's nah, that don't make you wifey.
Any girl can do that. Thing. Any girl with a VJ in a mouth can okay? Every naturally, as a woman, we're all going to think, oh, I got the best. Or my shit top
that's
two.
Your ego.
That's your ego. That's your
everybody,
ego.
Everybody should think that.
Respectfully, everybody should think that. Though, it's not just a... self-acclaimed either. I didn't just come
she
up with that
got,
in my mind.
She got the cat facts.
I got the cat facts. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
like, yeah, but I also respect that there are men that respect me. Yes, they see exactly. my energy. They see how I am. They're like, you know yeah. what? I respect you. I'm not going to come and mess you up because right now I'm in my, like, player stuff and I know what you deserve.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm. And I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Over the ones that just, like, just gonna play the games. Like that's so many women that you can play with.
I lost a good. I lost saying? A good woman like that.
There's a lot.
You saw what I'm saying?
Oh. I lost. Nah, because I was not.
Let me tell you.
I was not ready for
commitment.
Oh, no. I wasn't prepared.
Emotionally available.
I wasn't prepared financially. I wasn't prepared professionally. I wasn't where I wanted to be in my life to be a good partner for her.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a good thing. So when people say,
can I ask you, how did you handle that though? Did you tell her that you weren't there? Or were you aware that you weren't there at the time? Did you realize that later? Like, how did you handle that situation?
Yeah, how was it?
I ghosted her.
You see?
You said you ghosted?
Zero.
See, and you know
why?
Wow.
See, when you could have just told her.
Ooh, and she made me feel it every time. Every time I try to spin.
Look, exactly.
Every time I try to spin, she made me feel it, boy.
You can do this to a real one.
And exactly what you told us right now, you could have told her.
I was immature. I was immature.
That's the thing.
Take nuts.
But do you realize how much you probably messed her up, though?
Communication.
Bruh, well, maybe. No, no, listen. She's a relationship. She's a relationship counselor.
Oh.
So
okay.
She was.
Okay, she's coming from
her. Yeah.
But no. But she handles me in the most professional way possible now. Like, it ain't, she don't open no door. You know how, like, if, like, say the new year just started, right? A guy you used to talk to would probably try to spin the block on some Happy New Year. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing. It's over with.
Because, like, as a woman, like, you know, like, you can, and it's better to say, hey, I'm not there right now.
Yeah.
So she can leave a little door for you if she likes you.
That's what I was going to say. Is she married now?
She not, boy. It's over with. It's over with.
I don't know.
I tried.
You think you tried, right? You think in your mind as a man, for women, like, you're trying, we might not be receptive to your trying. So you might feel like you're trying, and to us, it's just like, oh, okay, he hit me up, or he just whatever.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
So I said that to say, if she's not married, and, you know, she's not actively, like,
in the relationship.
Engaged or whatever, like,
you got a window.
But you gotta show her your growth, though. Yeah. Like, you gotta show her that, like, hey, at that time, when whatever happened between us,
we're not there. Look at his face.
It's over, bro. It's over.
If you feel like it's over then.
Yes. I don't want it to be.
If you feel defeated, it's defeated. And that's you as a man. That's how you feel.
Valentine's, almost Valentine's, and this is the question. Like, if she would give you a chance, would you be the man she needs you to be?
Right
would
now?
Would you be faithful to her?
Right now, at this second. Right now, what we talking about.
And just know
it.
This is the one.
I'm 33. I'm ready for that.
Okay.
Let's pound it out.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You got it.
Fist pump. Okay.
Yeah, group fist pump. Group fist pump. But my initial question was, like, so you have a kid. So do you feel like your best friends or friends, your circle needs to show up for your kids like they show up for you?
No, I show up for my kid. Okay. My kid is not the rest business. You know, I show up for my kid.
Got you. Because I see a lot of people online be like, oh, well, if you don't support my kid like I support my kid, and I'm like, oh, that's your kid. I ain't got kids for that reason.
And another thing, as a man, because now I know, like, it, like, me coming into, like, in the plate with the child, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it can be scary, but, like, I take this in consideration, but it's like, that's why I need a man to know, can you be a good example? Because at first, I do not want you to meet my child. Mm-hmm. Until I know for a fact you're a good man, you're a good fit for me.
And that's how it should
be.
That's
understandable.
You should be bringing people around.
But they always know I have a child because, like, I need you to if it gets there, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say we move together, I already have a child. So I need you to be a good example, like a good male figure. And like being a parent, like it's serious. Like it's no play, like, you know, it's no time for play or nothing like this. So like that's why it comes to like you gotta be mature. Like, you know, you wants to be here and, you know, you gotta like child. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I need a man that also like child. But that doesn't mean like you gotta come and support my child and do all this stuff. Like, you
but
know,
you
like,
have to be fatherly.
But mm-hmm. you gotta be fatherly.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because eventually I'm gonna wanna have child with you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, you with her, naturally. You have to have some, hello. Like, some type of fatherly, you know? She got a kid, you know?
Yeah. And she's beautiful. It's going to be in there. Have yes.
Come on. Like, come on, man.
I mean, come on now.
I see why.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, nah, this was an amazing conversation. Y'all are good. Yeah. Y'all could understand. We've been in about an hour and a half.
Did we? Right? Right? I like it.
Yeah, we could go all day long.
The second time almost up, and I know we took like a 20-minute break. But nah, this is definitely we definitely got to do a part two, man. So give me y'all social so they can follow you guys on social media.
Okay, my social is Loisa Flow, LOI. You might have to write it down on there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it at the bottom.
LOISSAFLOW. I'm not on Snapchat. I have a TikTok, but I don't use it, so I'm not on TikTok. I don't have no dating app, so if anybody talks to you on anything that looks like me and it's not Instagram,
that's not me.
That ain't her.
And also, Louisa, while we got you, your ponytail is pony in. Okay.
The pony is pony.
Okay. Yes. The ponytail is pony.
Oh,
honey.
Okay, yes. So I'm a makeup artist also, so if you ever need that beat, let me know.
The best of the best. Mm-hmm. International makeup artist.
Hey, International.
She did that.
International.
So my social media is HUNUYBMUA on TikTok and on Instagram, so follow me. You know, I'm a content creator too, so
Hell if you
want to have that little makeup tutorial, then follow me, boo.
Hell yeah.
My girl now.
Oh, I'm Mariah Iman. I model. I do some acting. A little bit of this, a little bit of razzle dazzle.
Mariah. She can though.
My Instagram is Mariah, like Mariah Carey. EMON. So follow me.
Okay, cool. I appreciate the homies coming to kick with me. Of course, Louisa, honey, Mariah. Hey. We in the building. New season, new team. Well, you know, new year.
We're together again.
Yeah,
we need on a part two.
Yeah,
we be back on.
We do.
We'll be back.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
No, we had a good time, y'all.
Stay tuned. Let's go be.